and we saw the Amapiano guys, South Africa.
Come on, only beats is a beauty.
Well, it's not my it's not my playing beats into the stadium. Can you actually beat your opponent? Yeah. Welcome back to another episode on Better Sports Podcast. Please click the like button, share, comment, and subscribe. Also, we are on social medias, Twitter, TikTok, and Instagram. Click follow, and as always, we will always interact with you on those platforms. My name is Amara, as always, and then I have my partner,
Ife,
the building. Yeah, we will be reviewing the first round of games on the ongoing 2023 African Cup of Nations.
Yep. Played in 2024. Let's see your ring, Africa ring.
Leave that in. Let's dive right into it. I think the theme of this AFCON should have been no grief for anybody.
Sincerely.
Because we are seeing, is it a tournament for underdogs? Or what are we seeing exactly?
You know, it's just a tournament where everybody is showing their mettle. Just a tournament everybody is showing their mettle. That no team can be underrated anymore. And I think if I watch some other previews of the AFCON, and we're like, this year is going to be a hell of underdogs. But little people saw it coming. Not many people saw it coming.
Well, not in the match day one, like the first round of games, we're seeing different things going on. Well, now, very funny start. Now, the last defending champions to make it to the AFCON qualifiers were Egypt in 2010. Since then, in 2012, Egypt didn't qualify for the AFCON.
Yeah.
In 2013, Zambia left the group stage. 2015, Nigeria didn't even qualify.
They didn't qualify.
Then 2017, Ivory Coast were kicked out in the group stage.
Group stage too.
And 2019, Cameroon left in round of 16. And in 2021, Algeria packed their bags in the group stage.
I think Algeria's one was like really, really disappointing. Like very disappointing. Bad results then. But this season.
But then Senegal, the defending champions, have won the last 5 straight opening games of the tournament.
I think they're still the best champions.
And they started this time around 3-0 against Gambia.
Yeah. Convincing win for me. And if you look at the games, out of all the games that we played in the match day, this game was the one that the favorites really, really showed that they were the favorites.
Yeah.
Like total domination, even before the red card happened. Total domination of the game, creating chances, scoring goals, and the fact that they are not, you know, we were speaking about Senegal and the way they are transitioning from being an ancient team to now winning their first title, now bringing ancient young players. Yeah, of course.
Senegals will not like that word, ancient.
What I'm just trying to say is that the system in that country has worked for this football inside, under 20, under 17, what even in the females, if not that, Super Falcons, zero degree. In the winning the AFCON now, even in the World Cup today, if not for the kind of strong opponent they face, but still they should show that they can be the top side in Africa. And look at the way they are defending their title.
Well, funny enough, the star player in that match, Kamara, he was the best player of the tournament in the unders.
Yes.
And then he won the young player award, CAF. Yes. Yeah. And then he started with the bang. 2 sweet goals.
The second goal was out of this world. I didn't expect that confidence from a young man making his AFCON
debut. Yeah.
What a stunner that was. And he's also showing that the future is very, very bright for the Senegalese team, because even in the AFCON played, yes, the under-20 AFCON too, they have amazing talent.
Well, you can remember on the bench for the Senegal side, they had a certain Koate. Yeah, so for Kamara to have benched, they had even Ghana was on the bench for them.
Yeah.
So tell you the caliber of players the Senegalese put out in play. And then this young man just said, I don't come. I'm announcing myself on the big stage, and where better than to do it on the biggest tournament
in the African scene.
Exactly. 2 goals in the first game. But then not only Senegal actually convincingly, but then Morocco, who were one of the best team in Africa. Yeah. The last 2 years, I would say.
Yes.
Exploits in the World Cup. Yes, and everybody's saying that is it just probably a flash in the pan, or will they actually go on to prove it? Because people say playing European opponents is quite different from playing African opponent. And then they blew away.
But still, the same. I think Morocco and Senegal were the only ones that like dominated the underdogs.
Yeah.
As in quotes.
Okay.
The Moroccans created chances. And the free flow of football. I think the surprise of this AFCON has to be the free flow of football. Like, no grief for anybody is really, really true. Because even the small side, I'm like, is it Namibia that is playing ball like this? Is it Mauritania that is playing ball?
Well, in the view center where I watched some of the games, we have people who say that so far, the teams they've watched, Nigeria don't play exactly very fantastic football.
No. And surprised.
About including the underdogs, like teams True. Like you think you normally shouldn't even get a point throughout the tournament. People that you think that, we just came to mark attendance. But then Nigeria actually is not really, like we have to struggle. We struggle. It's like we always chase games.
Namibia played so well to get that hard-fought win against Tunisia.
The first win in African Cup of Nations. That's the first win for Namibia ever. Yeah. And did it against champions like Tunisia. Now imagine a match they won. You have in the likes of Egypt failing to win their match. They had to probably to wait till penalty from Mo Salah. Don't worry, we'll get to the penalty. Yeah, and decisions going on so far in the AFCON tournament. But then Egypt themselves had to wait for Salah's dying in the penalty for them to grab a point in that match. Well, he didn't score.
And the Liverpool fans that time.
What was the final score? 2-2. They got a point. And then also Victor Osimhen, after missing, he missed a glorious chance to win it for Super Eagles. But then his goal made it 1-1, his first ever African Cup of Nations goal.
You know, look like when they pinch you, you just slap the person back. That was how
I don't think Nigerians responded. Thought that of all persons to miss those kind of chances or that particular chance, Victor Osimhen, who is like the star man right now.
Well, he actually came out in an interview like recently before the match day ended, and he spoke about his chance. Like at that particular time, before you say one or two things, everything don't bust. I know, like, but he said he would take his chances much more in the next
subsequent
games.
Cameroon also held the draw 1-1. They went behind despite the let's say off-field issues with their Manchester United goalkeeper Onana.
That's very, very comical.
Who thought maybe he would just fly in from England and straight into the match day squad?
Even the match that he forfeited for. What did they play?
He collected
two goals.
Someone said we'll soon get to Onana at 50. And you think he's probably celebrating his birthday. But his number of goals he has conceded.
He has conceded a lot of goals in the Manchester United shirt.
But my point is that he knows that playing the game against Tottenham in the Premier League means that he's probably forfeiting his chance of playing in the first game.
So why the off and puff outside?
If you were Song, what would you do? Especially with the fact that he knew. Because an agreement between the Federation, the FA, and Onana himself. And then he knew, yet he was giving that display.
Exactly what the coach said. The coach said, he said is that Onana knows. He cannot expect him to score.
Onana, throw tournaments. We just chop bench.
For the second match, I feel no use himself.
Well, so funny enough, the person that is in place of him happens to be his own cousin. Yeah,
Ondoa.
In place for Ondoa, yes.
The goal that he conceded was very, very comical. Like, disruption from the defense, and suddenly the Guinean just pounced on it. Same thing with the Ghana too. The Ghanaians.
Yeah.
They kept the second goal. I don't know what they were thinking of.
You know, Nigerians drew their game 1-1, and then the Ghanaian sides were all out and then throwing banters, you know. And then they ended up losing to Cape Verde. And I said, I can remember before the tournament kicked off, I said Cape Verde are one side that you definitely
I actually did not really see it coming. I was
expecting
was actually Mali.
Mm-hmm. Mali won their game also,
and both of them won.
Yeah, Mali won their game also. But then away from the West African sides, the Nigeria and Ghana, down to South region of Africa, rather. And we saw the Amapiano guys, South Africa.
I'm on only business, Abio.
Speaking of Persitao, I can remember when I was always tweeting about the fact that Brighton didn't really give him a chance to shine.
Yes,
to shine in the Premier League. And then he had to go back to, I think, Al Ahly.
Yeah, he went.
Yes, and then, but then, shockingly, he missed a penalty in the first half of that particular game. And then they paid the price with Mali scoring two goals and winning the game 2-0. Well, not just Nigeria, Egypt, Ghana, Cameroon, Algeria, and also Tunisia all failed to win their first game in this tournament so far.
I was also expecting Zambia to win, right?
Okay.
I was expecting Zambia to win because they were my underdogs. We have Patin Daka, we have some other good players who are coming up. But then, this match against DR Congo, they were defending all through. Somebody went to that Patin Daka is now a defender.
Well,
there was 1-1, but the game was even. The game, the keeper just kept.
DR Congo and Zambia, let's say, it's a future that may feature. You probably say. Anybody can win. But when you open a tournament and the first round of games, you see the likes of Nigeria, Egypt, Ghana, Cameroon, Algeria, and Tunisia failing to get all 3 points, then you probably say, okay, sit down tight, put your seatbelt on. We're in for a ride in this 2023 Africa Cup of Nations. But then the dominant ones, rather the ones everybody always anticipated that they would win the tournament, probably the champions or the like all them the favorites. Yeah, Morocco and Senegal. And also the host nation themselves, Ivory Coast, yes, all grabbed 3 points, and also Mali all grabbed 3 points in their own game. Now people talk about VAR and issues because we talk about VAR, referee officiating,
a lot of issues.
So far in the first round of games, like what was like the owl moment, like, how did you do that? Why would you give that? Concerning the officiating.
And for me, it had to be though it's questionable, the Egypt's match versus Mozambique.
The penalty kick Salah scored.
The last minute penalty. I feel like if it were to be a smaller team, that incident happened to, I just overlooked it.
Well, aside from the officials, the penalties incidents, we've had close to three penalties so far, and it's just the first round of games. And we've had red cards also.
Yeah, red cards.
Yes, and some comments I saw on social media were like, is it that CAF are knowingly just weakening the smaller teams side? Because the red cards were dished out to teams that, you know, my policy just came to mark attendance at the AFCON.
One in the Senegal match, Gambia. There was another one in the Egypt match too. And that's the Egyptian one was the one that I'm really, really particular about.
Because
if it were to be a smaller team that was against, I feel like it would not have been given the penalty because he already, both of them were on air. They tried to like, it was trying an acrobatic, it was an attempt, which, though he touched the ball first, but just 9 minutes, and anything could have happened. That was the last minute. But for them, they were so lucky that the ball even entered the net because Mosala, I'm sure some Liverpool fans that also are Egyptians, they could have been dreading that moment like, hey, hope Salah will not miss this penalty like he missed in Liverpool.
Well, speaking about the big guys that turned up, we spoke about Victor Osimhen,
turned up in scored,
assist, good performance. Yeah, it mustn't have to be you guys getting the goals or assists. At least you played well, even if you're a goalkeeper. The likes of Senegal, for instance, Sadio Mane, the big guns there. Koulibaly, Mendy, former Chelsea Koulibaly, goalkeeper.
I must give a clap to Koulibaly. Koulibaly was phenomenal in that particular match.
Okay.
And it just shows that Saudi Arabia is not what you think.
Not the Farmers League. Okay. Well, aside the Senegalese, speaking about going over to the likes of even the Guineas, those three Guineas. The three Guineas in the tournament, Equatorial Guinea, Guinea-Bissau, and Guinea.
It was a Guinea-Bissau that did not bring an upset. But
the other Guineas.
Equatorial Guinea 1-1 against Nigeria.
Guinea itself,
they played draw against
Guinea-Bissau. They lost to Ivory Coast, but then they actually did play well. They had chances to probably score goals. And aside the midfield of Ivory Coast, talking about Seko Fofana, I feel if Ivory Coast will go a long way in the tournament, Fofana will just definitely, if he's in his A game, he brings his A game into this tournament, Ivory Coast will go far. They have a fantastic midfield. Sangare,
and Fofana.
And their next game is against the Super Eagles of Nigeria now. And Eagles, Ndidi was out injured and didn't come make it to the tournament. And then there is a replacement Yusuf, is also missing that game.
Played a fantastic game.
Yeah,
the first game.
But then he's going to miss that particular game. And then you would think that because Nigeria needs to get
at least a point
in that game.
At least a point.
At least, because it's that point in time where Nigerians all around the world will probably get their four-figure tables, calculators, and start doing permutations of, if this person win, we can't win. We can't drop points. Those things are always...
If we not be like that. If we not be like that. Now this was kind of stress
I think, like I said, tournaments, when it all started, we were always going about, we have the best players, we have the best attackers.
I actually said it in the last podcast.
The best attackers. But then have a balance when you don't have creative midfield in that game. Even the goal that Osimhen scored, the goal that we conceded, actually. Keeper couldn't do anything about that game because
the midfielders were not tracking back.
Iwobi was just standing there. Somebody said that Iwobi was standing as though they're running the ring around him to propose to him. And he was just standing there because he got the ball and probably would have put it away or at least put up a challenge. And he was just staring at the person that...
But the person that actually scored the goal was Salvador. Yeah. He was on mark. He ran into the box.
No, I mean before the cross came in, actually. So, but aside that, for the firepower Nigeria have, they're not scoring lots of goals. The last three games they've played so far, competitive games against African side that ended up in 1-1 draw, 1-1 draw, like across soup throughout. So now, and you ask again, they are scoring, they have scored just one goal. Teams that you think they have better
squad
forward players than in the tournament scored three plus goals. Yes, and then you think of aside Osimhen, and one funny thing in that particular game is that it's as if every player was trying to look for Victor Osimhen.
Even when Chukwueze came in, the plan is to look for Osimhen, fine, but sometimes they were selfish. Ola Aina had a glorious chance to square the ball to the striker to score because it was a tight place. I understand that you took the ball from... It was a sweet move. He dribbled the defender, used it with his skill, got into a very, very good attacking position. But if you had... You know, when you're playing ball from the right side, you are actually boxed up. The keeper is looking so big. So you just have to pass it to the place where the post is looking so big. And the striker has the opportunity to play the ball in the net. But he missed the chance. The keeper saved it, and I must give kudos to the keeper.
Owono had a very, very fantastic game. Even though he conceded to Victor Osimhen, but then he was the reason why it was just 1-1. Yeah, exactly. Now, from Super Eagles down to Ghana, we always clamor for Kudus and the big stars there.
I was surprised to meet Yaki Williams too.
Yaki Williams. So
he didn't turn up.
What think could happen now?
I think for the Ghanaians, it had to do with their midfield. They are missing Thomas Partey. Thomas Partey is not just a player that gives them that quality in the midfield. He also gives them that confidence that they have Thomas Partey. Even when he was at Atletico Madrid, where he was not well known per se, till he moved to Arsenal. Though he was known in Atletico Madrid to his Champions League performances, but what made him move to Arsenal was when people started seeing his quality. They are saying that, this guy, even in the Ghanaian side, he has been performing. And
so you think they're missing
Thomas Partey, because what will link the defense, the ball to the attack is the midfield. And the midfield needs to be worked on. So for that, Ivory Coast, their midfield was so good. Senegal, their midfield was so good. Morocco,
Mali,
even Mali too. They had Bissouma, Aidara, Leipzig.
So teams that are actually functioning well and did well are actually
exactly. For Morocco, you have Amrabat, Unahi, and sometimes you have the midfielders coming in, the defenders coming in, Hakimi coming in, surprising, and Unahi scored a very, very sweet goal too.
Yeah,
I must say. But just showing you that the base of the teams that have been winning so far has been the midfield. We don't know what match the two will bring.
Okay.
We don't know what maybe the defenders will be the ones to be scoring. We don't know.
Well, Saiz scored for Morocco. He scored for Morocco.
Great defender, that guy. Yeah.
Yes, but then for you now, after the first round of games so far, with the surprise results and the shockers and the not so good performance from you, which team would you say had been the most convincing side?
It has to be between Senegal or Morocco, but I'll give it to Senegal.
Senegal.
Well, I'll give it to Senegal because they controlled the game.
From start to finish.
They controlled the game. And even before the red card, though you say that it was a red card too, but before the red card, they were creating chances. And there are some teams that even when they got the red card, they didn't score again.
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't score again. So the Moroccans too, you might say that because Tanzania also got a red card in that particular match. So I'll give it to them because Guinea got a red card in that particular match. Cameroon did not, they didn't take advantage of that. They didn't take advantage of that. So, but I am rooting out for Senegal for another good performance too. And I'm rooting out for Morocco. Senegal will take on Cameroon. Big one. I'll still root it for Senegal. I'm giving it to Senegal in that particular fixture. Morocco too, they'll be taking on DR Congo. That might be quite tough because DR Congo, Yohan Wissa, Cedric Bakambu, they are not to be underrated. And when we saw the Brentford guy, he scored for them. He was in their first game against Zambia. So, moving forward, if you have to even check the standings of how it
Said Senegal has to be the most convincing team for you.
I'm waiting to watch.
Okay. Then for the players, say standard players, it's too early to call who will be the MVP of the tournament. But then you already have a player who has two goals, who is already the top scorer so far. Talking about Kamara, young Kamara from Senegal. But which player stood out for you as a player of round one? Definitely.
It has to be Fofana. Second for now of Ivory Coast. Number one, because I did not expect that kind of performance from him in the first match. And
really?
Yeah, I did not. I've known him to be
from Lens. I've
known him to be
eventually get into Champions League, and then he dipped and went to Saudi Arabia.
But he has still been bowling for Al Nassr.
Yeah.
He's been bowling for Al Nassr. So I didn't expect a central midfielder per se or a defensive midfielder. It depends on how they use him to. He had another glorious chance to score outside the box. It was an all-round performance from him, and I just have to give it to him. He was my player of the...
For me, people say, yes, he scored two goals, but then you can just come up in a big stage in the midst of senior guns, like people that have done it, and people who are actually defending champions. You're benching a former captain in talking about Kouate. And then you come up in that stage and then you just spring up two sweet, sumptuous goals. Definitely has to be Kamara for me as the player of round one in the AFCON 2023. Then before we move to the next features, like talking about rounding up the episode and talking about the next games coming up, the one thing about tournaments is about the turnouts. Fans coming out to come and watch the games. And so far, aside the opening game and maybe the game, Mali's game, I think. Yeah. But then Super Eagles game, I'm seeing like lots of empty seats. And the opening game was a 60,000 seated stadium. But then the attendance was 30 something thousand.
I think for this AFCON, a lot of people were not expecting this kind of, I'm so sure that this next round, a lot of people will turn up.
Really?
Yeah. A lot of people will turn up because they are not just going there for, it's just another half corner. What are they going to do there again? See, we already know that this would have just, this is a different ball game. And I'm
so
sure
think
I'm going to say
so, so what exactly is the factor that attendance is very low? What's the factor? Like the main issue?
I can't really say that this is the factor, because if we talk about the weather conditions, those people that are probably the traveling fans don't have a choice to just compete, since they already traveled.
Traveling fans. Now, people spoke about people that traveled from Nigeria, for instance, by road, who got to Abidjan and because by road, complain about the cost, because you talk about cost of living now, like cost of things in the world, the exchange rates moving from one African country to another. And then people that are moving from Nigeria, for instance, are going through Benin Republic. Now people are saying the cost of the exchange rate from just from here to Abidjan, the amount they spent to get to that place is a whole lot. Now, how do CAF ensure that like subsequent games are not getting this low? Because so far it's going to be, it's I would say it's a low turnout for fans. And how do you get, because your players need to feel the fans' presence there in the crowd. Because when you watch European games, even the World Cup, even in Qatar, that happened during November, December period, we saw fans also, the stadiums were closed out. Women's Euros, Women's World Cup,
Women's
we saw
World Cup
in Australia,
was, yes.
New Zealand, we saw stadiums also filled up. So now, for we to talk about, we want people to actually talk about AFCON and not say it's a less competition, like no much, let's say, rounds of talk about it. You want the turnout, like fantastic fans. You always see fans come out in different
tournaments.
I mean, in their attires, like all these funny attires.
Yeah, true.
Very no, traditional. Some no, of them very loud.
Most of them came, but they were not just, you know how the ambience would be when it's a full house.
Yeah.
It's much enjoyable.
Well, even if though for Super Eagles, even though I saw a video, a queen from Latifat, she actually is a Nigerian sports journalist who is covering the AFCON event. She posted a video of Nigerians' reactions on when we scored, when Osimhen equalized that game, and it was glorious. And also, she posted a video also of when Osimhen missed that chance.
Yeah.
And it was like miss different reactions all in one. But then just that let's say those moments are what make football tournament enjoyable, because when you come out, just the noise. You hear people come talk about atmosphere in stadiums like Anfield, and it's about not just about because of the stadium
not even
being,
because of
being
the
magnificent,
pitch.
But
and
then
you know,
it's
there's some people
the
that
fans
will
that
see the players
yes,
very, very well.
Yes, it's the fans, the noise that place, like the when you score goals, like place just erupts, and those things like that are sure that's what definitely would, aside the football and fantastic football and great tournament. In the past 2-3 years, talking about Nigerian artists and football and hosting or gracing football biggest stage. Yes.
You know, it's quite surprising that it's not, Nigerians are not just dominating how will I say, attacking moments. Like, I mean, the stars that we've brought out is not just focusing on football alone. The music industry has done.
No, the music, of course, this is not a music show, right?
It's not a music show.
But I mean, like, the musicians from Nigeria also have graced football events, because imagine you being on the world stage, Davido, you get Champions League, we had someone in Champions League. AFCON, we had someone in AFCON. Like, true. Every tournament that's going on, we have at least a Nigerian artist present to grace the occasion.
See,
and
it's a whole lot. And as a Nigerian, I'm very, very proud.
If only very, Super Eagles can just help our life, please.
Help our life.
Well, speaking of Super Eagles and helping our life, the next round of games, definitely, the next, Nigeria had just 1 point, and Ivory Coast have 3 points. And the big game, Ivory Coast against Nigeria. Yes. Nigeria won Ivory Coast en route to winning the 2013
you want
Nigeria to win this one. I said it before, Nigeria win this AFCON. So my club, Manchester United, we can probably win the Premier League.
They play.
But then, aside Ivory Coast, Nigeria. We also have a big one, Egypt, Ghana.
That one is something. I think every group in the second round has like a big game to
Senegal, Cameroon, another one.
Yes, and I also have
Algeria,
to look out
Burkina
for
Burkina Faso, Tunisia, Mali.
Why don't you want to look at the Guinea and Gambia?
Yeah,
that you know I spoke about in the preview. We're talking about the group of death. Has to be Senegal, Cameroon, Guinea, and Gambia.
Okay.
So anybody playing anybody in that group is something to always watch out for. Another one, Morocco.
South
India,
Africa,
Congo.
Namibia is another, like a derby, sort of. Yeah, the derby, South Africa, Namibia. And then Namibia have a point already.
Yeah.
South Africa have, I'm on piano right now. But no, we don't have any points. No points, but then it's going to be an interesting one. And always, you know, when form flies out the window when two sides, like Nigeria, Ghana is meeting, and even if both sides are in a terrible run of form, there's always this fire and extra energy when you're playing against someone you call a rival.
Well,
or
Namibia are still topping them, shot 3 points already. And like you said, just some piano vibes. Do you know that before they played that match, when it was halftime, I don't know the person handling that calf with their page, especially on Facebook.
Okay.
They were playing 0-0 halftime. They now posted South Africa video when they were coming into the dressing room.
Yeah.
They were playing beats, and they were saying South Africa bringing the vibe into the. To the competition, not knowing.
Well, it's not my. It's not my playing beats into the stadium. Can you actually beat your opponent? Yeah. So, for fans of Super Eagles, the Black Stars of Ghana, the Pharaohs of Egypt, yes. Where exactly do you think your country is lacking, or what did they do wrong? What went wrong in the first round of games?
What did
the coach, Jose Peseiro, knows that Nigerians are. We are going through a lot, and we'll probably go through a lot through him if this Nigerian side failed to make it out of the group stage. Well, but we have a chance. We have there's also the position of best losers.
But for even for the best losers, there's a table for that too.
Well, true. So you have to at least not concede too much goals. You get ahead, so they can have chance of at least making it out. But Nigeria in the group where you have Equatorial Guinea, Guinea-Bissau, Ivory Coast, and Nigeria, you expect at least Nigeria and Ivory Coast to be it. Top two sides, on paper.
Doesn't
play the game on the field of play. You actually have to show that you want it. Yes, and show that you want it. So drop a comment on the comment section and let us know which side has impressed you so far. But it's very early stages, but which side have impressed you so far? Which side have actually been disappointing? Who hasn't even come to the party at all? Like they're still sleeping in their hotel room, or they are yet to arrive in Ivory Coast. And which player has already given you like more? This player. Now you are the watch check out for every match in this tournament, definitely. Thank you for listening. Remember to like, share, subscribe, and follow us. Yes. They follow us. Follow us. Follow.
Every platform.
Follow.
Every platform.
And we'll see you next time.
Peace.
Adios.